Tattoos are considered a cultural norm by some people. Medically safe and visibly attractive, many people who wear them refer to the tattoos as body art. But it can be a very different story for people who get their tattoos behind bars. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. It's a sunny Friday afternoon in northern Kentucky. Jerry Wiseman and his brother Joe are making their way up the steps into a yellow frame house on Dixie Highway. That's where Joe Martin is 5 days a week, removing hand, neck, and face tattoos of people who've been incarcerated for free. She also offers free tattoo removal for victims of human trafficking. The director of Tattoo Removal, Inc. greets the brothers who are interested in getting a fresh start.
Hey, how are you?
41-year-old Jerry Wiseman has spent 2 decades of his life in and out of jail. His body is covered in tattoos. He learned about Tattoo Removal, Inc. just recently.
I went to go report to my probation officer, and I seen the pamphlet, picked it up, and just tired of people stereotyping me, so I figured to get it done. Yeah, if I go try to get a job, it's almost impossible.
Body art in the form of tattoos may seem culturally acceptable, but Tattoo Removal, Inc. director Joe Martin says the tattoos of prisoners are frequently offensive.
Most of the tattoos we are removing are symbols of hate. They're swastikas, they're the lightning bolts, the SS symbol, they're teardrops. I have people that have like hopeless on their forehead.
Martin escorts Jerry Wiseman into the treatment room where she first takes pictures of his tattoos, including a 5-point star denoting a certain gang. She gives him a pair of eye goggles to protect his eyes. Then, as he rests back on the examination table, Martin uses a wand from a cryo machine, which chills the skin prior to and during the treatment. Soon, she moves a laser close to the corner of his eye.
Jerry, when I start, I'm going to give you one shot, okay? So you're going to know what...
She describes the process as exploding the ink at the dermis level.
And if you need to stop at any time, you just need to say stop, and I'll give you a break.
Martin opened the nonprofit after retiring from a 30-year corporate career. The 67-year-old was tutoring in the Kenton County Detention Center. Seeing tattoos on the faces of the inmates week after week inspired her to investigate what it would take to help inmates get those removed once out of jail. With insurance money from the death of her husband of 35 years, she was able to get started.
Well, I certainly didn't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to take tattoos off of people that are coming out of incarceration. This was sort of a process, and God led me with each step.
Martin also met with Father Greg Boyle, a Roman Catholic priest in Los Angeles who founded Homeboy Industries. His 30-year operation is a gang intervention and reentry program that provides multiple services, including tattoo removal, resume writing, mental health support, and housing. Martin isn't expecting to expand her nonprofit as big as Boyle's, but he did inspire her to move forward.
It was so encouraging to talk to him and all the stuff he was doing out in California. I thought it was so doable to do it here in Kentucky.
2 doctors and 3 nurses are on the board of directors at Tattoo Removal, Inc., where everyone is a volunteer. Since opening 3 years ago, Martin has treated hundreds of people. She says she gets to know everyone's story.
The worst tattoo that I've ever seen come through is a Hannibal Lecter mask. So the man has it all the way across both cheeks, across his nose. He has the bars on his lips. And he put that on his face when his son committed suicide while he was in prison, and he kind of wanted to be done with the world, and the world done with him.
In Kentucky, about 24,000 people are in state prison, 13,000 in local jails, and 3,500 in federal prison, according to Wanda Bertram with the Prison Policy Initiative.
We did a study last year that showed that as of the most recent data, the unemployment rate among formerly incarcerated people is about 27%. So that's higher than it's been for the general public in America since the Great Depression.
Kimberly Dodson says she lived on the streets starting at age 13 and until 2 years ago considered herself a career criminal due to drug-related offenses. The 37-year-old Covington resident now works at a corporation in customer service. She was recently awarded Best Dressed for Success at her place of employment. She says being able to have her tattoos removed definitely helped her get a good job. She's had about 7 treatments so far to remove a large neck tattoo.
It was the first thing that you would notice about me. It was so large and on my neck. It just, internally, it was rewarding because it set me free from a past that I was working hard to redeem.
Kimberly Dodson says Jo Martin is the good in the world we need more of. Jo Martin is very humble about the role she's playing in people's lives. Martin loves what she does. She says it's not a job, it's a ministry. In Northern Kentucky, I'm Sherry Lawson.
Okay, here we go.